People in the fireworks business say their job is to make people happy. But as the 4th of July approaches, one of the largest fireworks companies in the Northwest is reeling. This month, a seasonal employee was killed in an on-the-job explosion and fire. Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on how the company and its employees are coping in the midst of their busiest season.
The driveway to Entertainment Fireworks in Tenino, Washington is labeled Pyro Street. The first indication not all is well here is the American flag out front. It's at half staff. Inside the gates, I find Ken Julian.
I'm vice president of operations and one of the co-owners of the business.
Julian is a bearded man in a safari vest and Seahawks hat. When I ask him how he's doing, he doesn't hesitate.
I'm not afraid to say I'm shaken. I really am.
Shaken because of what happened here on June 18th. That's when four employees were preparing commercial fireworks for a show. Something went terribly wrong. Julian was in the office when he heard a strange noise.
It originally sounded like, somebody was taking a hammer and beating the side of this metal building. You know, there were three, loud bangs.
Julian says in the fireworks business, any sound out of the ordinary is reason enough to investigate.
And by the time we got outside, the fire was raging out there.
Three men escaped. A fourth did not. They eventually managed to pull 75-year-old William Hill out, but he could not be saved. Hill was a retired state employee who Julian says loved fireworks and often helped out here during the busy 4th of July season. U.S. Department of Labor records show there have been more than a dozen fatal accidents in the fireworks industry since 2003. Julian still can't believe his friend and employee was killed on the job.
We've always heard the stories when it happened to somebody else. And, we just didn't want to join this club.
But they have, and it happened just as the company was preparing more than 100 4th of July-related fireworks shows for clients in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and even Alaska. Julian says everyone here is grieving, but there was never even a discussion about suspending operations.
I'm still filled with a deep amount of sorrow and a lot of regret. And I know our people are trying to work through it, but we have a deadline, and we're doing the best we can to muster, and we're going to do as well as we can.
Brandon Weaver was here the day of the accident and rushed to help. Now he wants to keep his mind off what he saw. Instead, he's trying to imagine the families who will be thrilled by these fireworks.
Put those smiles on all those people's faces. That's what it's all about. And our coworker who passed away would have wanted the show to go on, and that's what we're doing.
Bill Hill's widow, Pat, says her husband would have been disappointed if the company had stopped work. Under some tents, a crew of workers fit what are known as electric matches to the fuses for fireworks. Ken Julian says that's what Bill Hill was doing when he was killed. Out back, Julian shows me a raw patch of dirt surrounded by grass.
This is where it happened.
The burned-out shed has been knocked down and piled up nearby. In its place are two giant concrete blocks painted white. Julian says they will help anchor an industrial-sized wind chime that victim Bill Hill loved. This spot will now become a memorial to him.
There will never be anything on that ground except the memorial.
The investigation into what exactly triggered the fire and explosion is ongoing. Julian says once there's an official cause, he plans to share the lessons learned with others in his industry. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.